Everybody hear me? All right. Well, thank you, Harley. As Caitlin said and Harley said, this week, our theme, as you can see on the students' shirts, that it is the great escape. Well, we have been talking so much about how to escape. But I have a story to share with you tonight about a few people that it seemed like escaping was impossible. But before we get into that, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for every gift and blessing that you have bestowed upon us. More importantly, I just thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. And I just ask that your Spirit fills this place, that it's your words they hear and not mine. In your name I pray. Amen. In August the 12th, the year was 2000. There was 118 crewmen on a Russian submarine waiting to die. 23 of these crewmen, they were trapped in an isolated chamber. And one of these guys, it was Lieutenant Dmitry. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his last name. Well, he was waiting to die, and in his final moments, when there was no escape, he wrote a letter to his wife. And when the time came for his funeral, next to his casket, in a big frame, was two words from this letter: mustn't despair. When life gets overwhelming, when the pain is too much, when suffering and even death, when it looks like it is inescapable, we all try to share our legacy with our friends, our family, and our loved ones. For Dmitry, death was inescapable. And now I'm about to share about three young men where death seemed inescapable. If you have your Bibles, I will be in Daniel 3. And Daniel 3 is a little lengthy, so I'm going to summarize it. A portion of it I'm going to summarize. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Has anyone heard this story before? Just raise your hand. All right. So, for the next few moments, what I share is not going to shock you what occurs. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were a part of the world's most powerful nation. And Nebuchadnezzar, he was their king. Well, Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted to be worshipped. He wanted all of his subjects, all of his subordinates to worship him. So he created a statue of gold in his image. And he made a decree. When music is played, no matter what you are doing, bow down and worship. Well, One faithful day, the music started to play. And everyone started to bow down, except three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were looking around. Everyone was bowing down, except them. Well, when King Nebuchadnezzar saw this, he had his guards. He said, "Go and get those men and bring them to me." And in verse 14 through 18, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, fall down and worship my image I have made. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves against you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve can surely save us. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Now, what strikes me about this story, about these three men's story, we talked a little bit about Dimitri, like his death, it was inescapable. But for these guys, they could escape this. All they had to do was bow down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar. They would have been restored to the positions within this great nation. They had a choice to make. A choice to bow and worship the king, which would mean life, or be thrown into the furnace, which would mean death. They chose death. See, this kind of devotion that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had, the faith they had, it's possible for you and me. They said, "The God we serve, he's powerful. He's a mighty God. He can come down and save us from your punishment. But even if he chooses not to, we still will only serve him." That looked like that was going to be their final words. "Mustn't despair." And then in verse 19, Nebuchadnezzar, he was furious. He wanted to be worshipped. I mean, he was putting food on the tables for all of his people. He wanted that things. He wanted that glory. But he was using the nice guy approach. He was trying to woo them. He was telling them, "I will restore your power. I will even put you into higher positions." But when they chose not to worship him, when they chose God over the king, his attitude towards them changed. He told his guards to make the furnace 7 times hotter than normal. And in this context, 7, it just means a lot. So Nebuchadnezzar just told his people to turn the furnace up as hot as they can make it. It was so hot as the guards were carrying Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to throw them into the furnace, they began to die. Now at this point, there was no escaping. Their death has just turned from escapable to inescapable. Every exit closed, and now they are in the furnace. But something crazy happened. When they were thrown in, they wasn't burned. Their clothes were not catching fire. Their hairs on their heads were not even singed. The only thing that happened was the things that bound them disappeared. But that's not even the best part. What just went from a tragedy began to turn into a miracle. And what was a miracle was about to turn into a divine encounter. Verse 24 says, "The king Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement." One translation even has the word trepidation, because the word trepidation gives a hint of fear. He asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I now see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the 4th looks like a son of God." Now the scriptures doesn't say it, but I truly believe that this 4th man who joined Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was Jesus. Now, Jesus appeared in this furnace, and he started a little old camp meeting right there. Now, I wonder what was said in the furnace. I wonder if this 4th man, this angel of the Lord, or Jesus, I wonder if what he told them. I wonder if he said, "God is proud of you." I wonder if he said, "You're faithful and you shall be rewarded." But I wonder what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to them, said to him. I know if it was me, I probably couldn't say much of it at all. Probably would have fell down at my on my knees and just worshipped. I wonder if they poured out gratitude, adoration, or even worship. They came to this place, this furnace. As soon as that statue went up, they knew there was no escaping, because they were going to serve or worship no one else except God. They came to this furnace expecting to die, but what actually happened, they started to worship like they've never worshiped before. I mean, it was the can't miss event of their entire life. See, God meets us in the furnace too. We talk this entire week about escaping, but sometimes our pain, our suffering, God will meet us right there. Here's the point of this story. God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they expected to be delivered from this, but they were actually delivered in it. God delivers people all the time out of the furnace, but sometimes He has to deliver us in it. It turns out, this was the adventure of the lifetime. Jesus says to His people, He says to me, He says to you, I will meet you in the furnace. All you have to do is have faith. It's going to look dark. It's going to look dangerous. But if you have faith, if you just trust in Him, He will meet you in the furnace. Verse 26. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And wouldn't you have loved to see it? They came out, not a hair on their head singed, not a burn mark on their body. They didn't even smell like smoke. Verse 28. Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent His angel and rescued His servants. They trusted in Him and defied the king's commands. Now I wonder what was the rest of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's lives. We don't know. This was the only time they are mentioned in the Bible. I wonder if they thought many years from that time, that they were just sitting around reminiscing. I wonder if they thought, what if we asked God to deliver us from that furnace? Would we have met God like we did? Would we have that kind of encounter? Going into the furnace looked like the last thing they ever wanted. But it turned out it was what they needed. It was that encounter with God that changed their lives forever. And changed many more lives to come. I wonder if Lieutenant Dimitri, when he was writing those last words to his wife, I wonder if he thought about what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wonder if he asked for the escape. I wonder if he just worshiped right there, begging to have that encounter with God. See, the danger in our lives, our primary goal is to ask for the escape, to ask that God deliver us even from the little bit of flames. But God, He sees us. He sees us when we are in pain. He sees us in our suffering. He meets us in the furnace. When I started to prepare this message, I thought about all the different lives that people probably wanted that escape. I thought about Stephen, the first martyr, the one that Saul, before he became Paul, was targeting because he worshiped God. He was preaching the gospel. But in that time, when Stephen was being stoned, he looked up and he saw God and he saw Jesus on the right hand. And in the midst of death, Stephen worshiped like he never worshiped before. If I can have the band come up. Going.